It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Dogs have been called man's best friend, and for good reason. They have served with distinction in the military, sniffed out bombs, and been caring companions to people with disabilities. Now comes word of new research pinpointing advances in the use of dogs to diagnose human diseases and helping to solve environmental problems. Here to tell us more about this is Dr. Cindy Otto of the University of Pennsylvania's Working Dog Center. Dr. Otto, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thanks for having me on, Paul.
Dogs have been known to have a much stronger ability to detect smells than humans, but how much stronger are they?
Oh, that's such a good question. And people estimate somewhere around 10,000 to 100,000 times more sensitive in their ability to pick up very low levels of odors.
So how do dogs become detection dogs? What capabilities do they have that are different from normal dogs?
Well, detection dogs I like to think of as sort of our professional athletes of the dog world. They have to not only be able to use their nose and do that very well, but they have to have a number of other characteristics. They have to be physically fit. They have to have focus. They have to have what we call play drive, where they really just want to play, because the whole reason that they do the work they're doing is so that they get to have their opportunity to play with their favorite toy. They have to be trainable. They have to listen to us. And depending on what kind of jobs that they work at, they may have to be very good off-leash. Some dogs we can work strictly on leash, and some dogs that are doing detection work have to work with an individual, say, for example, a diabetic, and so they have to be very social and able to go anywhere that that person goes.
And the motivation is that they get this reward for doing their job well.
Exactly. They're all about the reward, which for them is usually play. We train all of our dogs with a toy reward, so that means they get to either play with the ball or chase the frisbee or something after they have successfully completed their task. Some dogs are trained with food as a reward, but we find the dogs that we're working with, because they come from hunting lines and they really have that work ethic, that for them play is the best thing in the world.
How do these dogs detect diseases such as E. coli, avian flu, and hospital infections?
Oh, that's such a good question. And the interesting thing is that all substances, diseases, bacteria have their own special odor. It's not anything that we can tell because we're just not as sensitive. But if we train the dogs, for example, to find E. coli, then that dog will actually recognize the odor that's associated with E. coli. Now, some of the work done with E. coli is actually simply looking for fecal contamination, so they're trained on that more composite of bacteria that would potentially contaminate vegetable crops or other things that would cause potential human health risks. But they're trained to smell that, and when they smell it, they're giving an indication. With our dogs that are trained for cancer, they have a sit indication. Depending on what they're trained for, they may have a bark, or they may lie down, or they may do something else. And then they get their reward, and they start to associate the reward with that behavior, and it becomes a big game.
If humans can't smell the odors that are associated with these different diseases, then how do we know what's there for the dog to identify?
Oh, that's really an important question, and one that we're trying to figure out, particularly with the ovarian cancer study that we're working on. And the way we're training the dogs is we actually teach them with pieces of the cancer tissue itself. And we can't smell what that smells like, but they get accustomed to what that special odor is. And gradually we move from the cancer samples to the blood samples. And then those dogs are able to recognize that common odor that was in the tissue samples that is now also obvious to them, but not to us, in the blood samples. We're working with some chemists at Monell Chemical Senses Center and some physicists here at the University of Pennsylvania to try and figure out what exactly those chemicals are that the dogs are smelling. And that's important because we want to be able to build a sort of more automated approach to screening millions of women for this devastating cancer of ovarian cancer.
It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with Dr. Cindy Otto of the University of Pennsylvania's Working Dog Center about new research pinpointing advances in the use of dogs to diagnose human diseases and help solve environmental problems. Is the increased hearing ability of dogs, Dr. Otto, involved in the detection process, or can you imagine a use for it in the medical field?
I think what we have focused on is their nose, because it's so incredible. They do hear in a different range than we do as humans, but we've focused on the nose simply because we know that there are odors emanating from all of these things that we're interested in. Whether it's a diabetic with low blood sugar, they give off a particular odor that dogs seem to recognize. Whether it's an endangered species we're trying to track and pinpoint where that animal is located, whether it's invasive plants that are taking over our habitats, all of those things have odors. And so that odor picture is probably much more flexible and gives us a lot more opportunity to make a difference than we would with the hearing side of things.
Are certain breeds better suited to this type of medical work?
We believe that the dogs that have been bred for generations to do hunting type of work are really the dogs that we're opting to include in our program, and that's because they have that proven history of being able to use their noses so well, because they have the history of being trainable, because they wouldn't be good hunting dogs, and people wouldn't continue to have them as good hunting dogs if they weren't. So we really think that these breeders who have taken so much effort to identify dogs that are really strong in their performance, but also focus on the health of the dogs, making sure that they're selecting for dogs that have the best hips, that have all of the good structure and all of the other components that allow them to work for a long time.
What has been proven from these dogs dealing with the medical field?
In the medical field, there's a lot of stories, and there's a couple of really good studies that have come out, mostly out of Europe, showing that dogs can detect and pinpoint samples from people with cancer. There's not much in the diabetic world as far as documenting what the dogs are doing, and we're hoping to develop some of the science to support that, to understand how they're doing, what they're doing, and exactly what it is that they're identifying in these patients when their blood sugar either goes very low or very high.
And how about with regard to helping to solve environmental problems?
I think the environmental problems are probably a little bit easier because it's very much like hunting. So the dogs are just trained, typically with the endangered species, they're trained on the scat, which is the feces or droppings of the endangered species, and the dogs are very good at pinpointing that. And we know that there are many organizations that have been able to track these endangered species, gather information, collect those droppings, and even get the DNA and identify a lot of information about those different species. The University of Washington has a really excellent program, and they put a lot of science behind their program as well.
One last question for you, Dr. Otto. Are there any other environmental uses for dogs when it comes to solving environmental problems?
I think there are a number of uses. One would be the plant detection, so invasive species, also endangered species. Another is tracking wildlife. Another would be identifying pests. So pine beetles have been a real threat, and other pests, and dogs are really good at picking up which trees are affected by those beetles so that they can be treated or dealt with. There's also dogs that have been used to work in the anti-poaching field. So the opportunities are pretty endless.
Dr. Cindy Otto has been our guest. She's with the University of Pennsylvania's Working Dog Center. Dr. Otto, thanks for being with us on Essential Pittsburgh.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And we'll have more Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.